This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Gyalpo Losar being observed today. President Paudel and Vice President Yadav extend their warm wishes to all Nepalese on the auspicious occasion. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to curbing activities that spread hatred and undermine social harmony. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba urges international community to vote for Nepal's membership to UN Human Rights Council. And U.S. President Trump takes a softer tone on Ukrainian President Zelensky ahead of Friday visit. Now, the news in detail. Gyalpo Losar, the cultural festivals of the Sherpa community that falls on the Shukla Pratipada in the Nepali month of Phagun, is being marked today by organizing different programs. The festival is observed at the New Year by the Sherpa community, who primarily reside in the mountainous region of Nepal. The festival is celebrated with gaiety and much fun from the Shukla Pratipada to Purnima. This festival is also celebrated by Mahayana Buddhists as their New Year. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Paudel has extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal have expressed belief that Gyalpo Losar will foster unity, friendship and harmony among all Nepalese. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reaffirmed the government's commitment to curbing activities that spread hatred and undermine social harmony. In his remarks yesterday at the inauguration of an international conference on digital crime organized by the Office of the Attorney General, the Prime Minister emphasized that the government has introduced laws to address indecency and prevent suicidal anomalies under the guise of exercising rights. Prime Minister Oli made it clear that the government will not pass any laws that limit the right to use social media. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of international cooperation in the digital age, noting that crime control cannot be effectively achieved by any country alone. He acknowledged that controlling crime has become increasingly challenging for civilized societies due to the misuse of technology, but assured that the government is committed to ensuring all citizens benefit from democracy. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deuba has called on the international community to support Nepal's bid for a membership on the United Nations Human Rights Council. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba, who is currently in Geneva for the 58th high-level session of the UN Human Rights Council, urged ambassadors and representatives of various countries to vote in favor of Nepal. Speaking at a reception organized by Nepal's permanent mission in Geneva on Wednesday evening, Minister Dr. Rana appealed to diplomats to consider Nepal's achievements in protecting and promoting human rights despite limited resources. She emphasized that Nepal has filed its candidacy for a membership on the Council for the term 2027-29 with a strong commitment to advancing human rights. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has announced that the draft of the Health Service Act is in its final stages. Speaking at a program held at the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday, marking the 28th Health Service Day, the minister shared that the efforts are underway to formulate a comprehensive policy covering the entire health sector. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has issued a warning against advertising and promoting tobacco products under the guise of festivals. The Ministry noted that the involvement of tobacco product manufacturers have been observed in some festivals and cultural events, warning that legal action will be taken against those who violate the law. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has announced that post-earthquake reconstruction efforts have been ramped up. Speaking at the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee meeting in Singhadarbar yesterday, the Home Minister stated that reconstruction in Jazirkot, Doti and Bazang has been accelerated following a thorough assessment of damages. He added that the past 6 months were dedicated to assessing the losses, establishing criteria for rebuilding private homes, draft regulations and managing the budget. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said the use of social networks must be well managed and respected. Putting forth his views during a session on communications dialogue organized as part of the 12th Nepal Literature Festival in Pokhara City yesterday, Minister Gurung viewed it was essential to regulate and the use and operation of social networking sites. The minister further vowed the protection of free speech and right to information. He further argued that the social harmony must not be disrupted owing to the anarchy in social media platforms. Recent data reveals that 23% of households in Himalayan districts of Karnali province are facing food insecurity. At an event held in Birendra Nagar, Surkhet yesterday, the data showed a shortage of 19,116 metric tons of food annually in Karnali province's low production districts. Ramesh Acharya, Chief Executive Officer of the Food Management and Trade Company Limited, highlighted that the data also revealed 36% of the population suffers from stunting due to malnutrition. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck Sindhupalchuk district at 51 minutes past 2 a.m. today, with tremors felt in Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas. According to the National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, the epicenter was Bhairab Kunda in Sindhupalchuk district. No immediate reports of casualties or damage have been received. Authorities are assessing the impact in affected areas. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal is to prioritize the production and broadcast of content related to weather, disasters and climate change. Preparations have begun to produce and broadcast content related to weather, disasters, their preparedness and climate change in collaboration with Public Service Broadcasting Nepal and BBC Media Action Nepal. At a workshop organized yesterday at Nepal Television in Singhadarbar, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said that issues related to weather, disasters and preparedness will continue to be given more priority in broadcast. Similarly, representatives of BBC Media Action Nepal, Kamana Pradhan and Kiran Bhandari, said they have collaborated with Public Service Broadcasting Nepal as a bridge to communicate weather-related information simply and effectively. A new date has been set for the 10th National Games to be held in Surkhet of Karnali province. The 221st board meeting of the National Sports Council held yesterday under the chairmanship of Minister for Youth and Sports, Tejulal Chowdhury, decided to hold the 10th National Games from coming May 17 to 24, 2025. Furthermore, the National Sports Council has also decided to suspend six National Sports Associations that participated in the unlawful election of the Nepal Olympic Committee. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal Now. It's time for some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he has a lot of respect for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the eve of their talks at the White House. Trump was speaking after talks with UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer about ending the war between Ukraine and Russia. He predicted a very good meeting with Zelensky on Friday, saying efforts to achieve peace were moving along pretty rapidly. Trump is set to meet Zelensky at the White House to sign a deal giving the United States access to some of Ukraine's rare earth reserves and other mineral resources. The agreement is part of a broader push by the United States to broker a quick end to the war in Ukraine. On his visit, Zelensky is expected to sign a deal that will give the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth mineral resources. Trump suggested that the presence of U.S. mining concerns in Ukraine would act as a deterrent against future Russian attacks on Ukraine. It is estimated that hundreds of thousands of people, most of them soldiers, have been killed or injured, and millions of Ukrainian civilians have fled as refugees. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the Western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpasim province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at many places of Karnali province along with the hilly region of Sudarpashchim province. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Gandaki and Lumbini province and the Tarai region of Sudarpashchim province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 9 to 11 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Gyalpo Losar being observed today. President Paudel and Vice President Yadav extend their warm wishes to all Nepalese on the auspicious occasion. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to curbing activities that spread hatred and undermine social harmony. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba urges international community to vote for Nepal's membership to UN Human Rights Council. And U.S. President Trump takes softer tone on Ukrainian President Zelensky ahead of Friday visit. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.